Chapter 15. At noon of Sunday, the 6th of July, the fiesta exploded. There is no other way to describe it. People had been coming in all day from the country, but they were assimilated in the town and you did not notice them. The square was as quiet in the hot sun as on any other day. The peasants were in the outlying wine shops. There they were drinking, getting ready for the fiesta. They had come in so recently from the plains and the hills that it was necessary that they make their shifting in values gradually. They could not start in paying cafe prices. They got their money's worth in the wine shops. Money still had a definite value in hours worked and bushels of grain sold. Late in the fiesta, it would not matter what they paid nor where they bought. Now, on the day of the starting of the fiesta of San Fermin, they had been in the wine shops of the narrow streets of the town since early morning. Going down the streets in the morning on the way to Mass in the cathedral, I heard them singing through the open doors of the shops. They were warming up. There were many people at the 11 o'clock Mass. San Fermin is also a religious festival. I walked down the hill from the cathedral and up the street to the cafe on the square. It was a little before noon. Robert Cohn and Bill were sitting at one of the tables. The marble top tables and the white wicker chairs were gone. They were replaced by cast iron tables and severe folding chairs. The cafe was like a battleship stripped for action. Today, the waiters did not leave you alone all morning to read without asking if you wanted to order something. A waiter came up as soon as I sat down. "What are you drinking?" I asked Bill and Robert. "Sherry," Cohn said. "Jerez," I said to the waiter. Before the waiter brought the sherry, the rocket that announced the fiesta went up in the square. It burst, and there was a gray ball of smoke high up above the Theatre Gayarre, across on the other side of the plaza. The ball of smoke hung in the sky like a shrapnel burst, and as I watched, another rocket came up to it, trickling smoke in the bright sunlight. I saw the bright flash as it burst, and another little cloud of smoke appeared. By the time the second rocket had burst, there were so many people in the arcade that had been empty a minute before that the waiter, holding the bottle high up over his head, could hardly get through the crowd to our table. People were coming into the square from all sides, and down the street we heard the pipes and the fifes and the drums coming. They were playing the riau riau music, the pipes shrill and the drums pounding, and behind them came the men and boys, dancing. When the fifers stopped, they all crouched down in the street, and when the reed pipes and the fifes shrilled and the flat, dry, hollow drums tapped it out again, they all went up in the air, dancing. In the crowd, you saw only the heads and shoulders of the dancers going up and down. In the square, a man, bent over, was playing on a reed pipe, and a crowd of children were following him, shouting and pulling at his clothes. He came out of the square, the children following him, and piped them past the cafe and down a side street. We saw his blank, pockmarked face as he went by, piping, the children close behind him, shouting and pulling at him.
"He must be the village idiot," Bill said. "My God, look at that!"
Down the street came dancers. The street was solid with dancers, all men. They were all dancing in time behind their own fifers and drummers. They were a club of some sort, and all wore workmen's blue smocks and red handkerchiefs around their necks and carried a great banner on two poles. The banner danced up and down with them as they came down, surrounded by the crowd. "Hooray for wine! Hooray for the foreigners!" was painted on the banner. "Where are the foreigners?" Robert Cohn asked.
"We're the foreigners," Bill said.
All the time, rockets were going up. The cafe tables were all full now. The square was emptying of people and the crowd was filling the cafes.
"Where's Brett and Mike?" Bill asked.
"I'll go and get them," Cone said.
"Bring them here,"